The Word of God for Saturday of the 34th week of Ordinary Time. The Book of Revelations, chapter 22. An angel showed me the river of life giving water, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the street. On either side of the river grew the tree of life that produces fruit 12 times a year, once each month. The leaves of the tree serve as medicine for the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will look upon his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more, nor will they need light from the lamp or sun, for the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true." And the Lord, the God of prophetic spirits, sent his angel to show his servants what must happen soon. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the prophetic message of this book. The Word of the Lord. The Gospel is Luke 21, 34 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxiety of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, again we hear words from Jesus that are very urgent, telling us that the time is imminent for the tribulations. Well, since he said this 2,000 years ago, many dismiss it, and yet that is foolishness, because our lives are passing by so quickly. Life is very short, and we do suffer many trials. Many years having been a priest, I see good people giving up, turning away from God in times of trials and tribulations. And so the Lord wants to encourage us to be disciplined in our faith, in our prayer, in our resolutions every day, like good soldiers, so that the trials that we face, we'll be able to overcome them. Now notice that he says, "Beware that your hearts do not grow drowsy." Drowsy is like an asedia. You know, you get tired of the discipline, of the commitment, of the praise, and we sort of want to take a break, and we start drifting away. Then he talks about carousing and drunkenness. Well, perhaps it's not our problem among those who listen to me here, carousing and drunkenness. But then he says, and the anxieties of daily life. Who doesn't have those? Anxieties of daily life. Things that worry you, that burden you, that are robbing you of your energy, of your attention. Now, the Lord knows that we have troubles and difficulties. He had them himself. So he's encouraging us not to be overcome by those things, but constantly turn to the Word, as you're doing right now, so that you can face everything with him and the day does not catch you by surprise, like a trap. So let us go to the book of Revelations. Today is chapter 22, which is the last chapter of the entire Bible. And John sees the angel that shows him the river of life giving water. Now, this is a vision of heaven, and he uses the same illustration as in Genesis, where there is this river of living water. And maybe you remember also in Ezekiel, the river that flows from the temple. Now, this is the New Jerusalem. This is our future fulfillment. And symbolically, there is a river of life. And who is that river of life but not Jesus Christ himself? He said, I am the water, right? Come to me and drink for free. And this means that we will always be fulfilled, satiated with joy and happiness, and yet never getting bored of the constant presence of God of which we participate. It's something beyond our understanding, but anything fun, everything exciting of this world is nothing compared to this. And what do you think? It's the trees that are able to heal. Their leaves are medicine, and they produce fruit all the time. It means that we will have everything much better than in paradise, because now we will have the sight of Jesus. This is what all the people in the Old Testament, New Testament long for. We will have it. We will see the Lord face to face. And the understanding and the appreciation of this is wisdom, is knowledge. It's the way to live every day. And at the end, the angel says to him, these words are trustworthy and true, and the Lord, the God of prophetic spirits, sends his angel to show his servants what must happen soon. Behold, I am coming soon. Well, for God, a day is like 1,000 years, so we don't know what that soon means. But you know how fast everything is passing? And as much as you grow into intimacy with God, this soonness, this anticipation will become stronger in our hearts. God bless you.